4HKX N4ZLK. Mobile.
Afternoon, Shane. KO4HKX.
You'd be on the radio. I guess you're home now.
I've been home, I don't know, about 30 minutes or so.
A little earlier. I sit around and talked for a few minutes. I was done about 7 o'clock. I just left maybe 10 minutes ago.
You were on your way home yet?
Finally. It's a beautiful sky out here tonight. Did you get caught in any rain today?
Got caught in that storm this afternoon. I don't know. I guess it's about 3 o'clock. Man, it was storming over in Greer.
About 2:30, I think. Clouds over that way, and the wind was really blowing over there off Whitehorse Road. And the car, it was moving pretty fast, so it looked like I heard a couple reports that it was pretty windy.
Yeah, I was glad I was sitting still in a parking lot. Let's put it that way. I was in the truck when it happened.
Smaller storm that blew up. I caught just the south side, but it was blowing the truck around on 25 down below Donaldson Center.
I was glad I wasn't having to drive around in it. I was actually at one of my stops, and I just stayed there.
Storms, well, let's see. One of the quickest storms I ever saw, I was pulling out of our building, and you could see the line of clouds rolling from the west. You could actually just watch them move as you were you know, sitting still. By the time I left, we got on Lawrence Road right there, went up 85 to 385, it's about 2 exits. I had to pull off the side of the road into a parking lot. It was so violent that, of course, I was in a smaller truck, but man, rain was blowing sideways and the truck was just getting buffeted. And I was a little worried in that one.
There's been a couple times on the way home coming up the mountain when it's storming that you definitely slow way down to let that, so you can have a chance of dragging it back into your lane.
Subject, I think we need to take up or have a vote on whether Richard can talk about food anymore. He started talking about his dinner tonight. It made me hungry all over again.
Sausage and peppers and onions.
That just to see if he can work anybody up about that food. Goodness gracious. That's the second time he's done that to me.
Him and Dave got started on that chicken tenders and livers again.
Thank God I bought a little carton of those chicken livers. And I like chicken livers. And they were good. Just the taste of the oil they were fried in was pretty overpowering. And I couldn't eat them all because I'm not a big fan of vegetable oil. Now, if they'd been cooked in peanut oil or something, or maybe they had put some fresh oil in there, they were nice and hot. They cooked them after I ordered them. But I couldn't do too many of those.
There's so many people with peanut allergies anymore, you can't cook with peanut oil.
They does.
I'm not allergic, so I don't ever think about it.
I think they have signs up, but they cook all their chicken in peanut oil. And I believe their fries as well. And people don't seem to have a problem with it. They must know if they got that bad of an allergy, they just don't go eat there.
As every Chick-fil-A is when I go by it, I don't think that's too many people.
A peanut allergy, but it seems to do okay with Chick-fil-A, so I'm going to go there and eat anyway.
I have to work too late tonight.
By about 6:45, but hung around and talked a little bit. Yesterday, you know what I had for lunch yesterday, and I went home. My wife had fixed the salmon for dinner, so I got a lot of protein yesterday.
Well, that big steak you eat yesterday for lunch.
I seem to be okay. I had the day before, I was at the clock and I got a grilled chicken club, and I usually just get the sandwich, but I got the tater tots with it that time. I couldn't even finish the tots. I was so full from all that. I think I probably told you. But I was, wasn't near as full having that steak yesterday and then the salmon last night. I was fine.
You're supposed to start the new route, this Monday?
Monday afternoon, evening, I'll start. So we'll see how it goes. It'll be a change, but I think I'll be fine.
I'm sure it'll take some getting used to and adjusting to the being up at night instead of during the day most of the time, so it'll take you a little while.
The night run, it took me a couple weeks to get adjusted. As long as I make myself lay down and sleep, I'll be fine. If I try to, you know, get home and it starts getting light and I look at things I need to do or want to do, sometimes I stay up too late.
Grandbaby's going to be there too.
Gonna try to sneak in the door. From what I understand, I should be getting home before she wakes up anyway. So I'm gonna need to make myself just go in and go right to bed and not wait up for her.
Hard to do, I bet.
Well, until I go to work that night, and then I remind myself why I need to do it.
I only had to do it what, four nights a week.
Okay, that is correct. I'll be off on Wednesdays, which it'll be good to do it that way for this 6 months, because it'll give me a chance to have a little break in the middle of the week if I can see how I can get used to the schedule.
Probably won't take you too long to get used to it, as long as, like you say, you make yourself stick to the schedule when you get home. That'll be the biggest thing. And then how long do you have to be on this route? A year or is it 6 months?
Months till we get a chance to do it again. We do it every 6 months.
Good. That way it gives you a chance to do like you're doing, where you're on a little overtime here and there, but not permanently be stuck on it. That's a good thing.
Yeah, there are other routes that I can take. I don't have to. I didn't have to take this one, but I only wanted to work four nights instead of five. You know, work 4 days. I didn't want to go to a five-night run if I could help it. So we'll see. If I don't like it, I can pick something else.
You say it's not the end of the world. It's just 6 months, KO4 HKX.
Weeks I'll be on vacation. I got one more this year, and then I always take one first of the year. Well, first 3 months of the year. I'll probably do it that week of the wedding, so, well, I don't know. They might work me too hard if I do that. I'll have to see.
I can't believe you got any left as much as you've taken.
The time off.
We're getting old.
So that, it wasn't that long ago I was your age, and it went by really fast.
I was just trying to get you back for that cheap shot earlier today.
You got a little bit back. You still got more to go.
So I have plenty of opportunity.
Rethinking that this morning after I said what I did, and I should have worded it, you were just magooing along down the road.
Pretty funny. It took me a minute, but because it's been a long time since I've seen Mr. Magoo or heard anything about that.
I had dementia. It was a real slow dementia. So she was very healthy otherwise. She wasn't on any medication. She was in her 80s. But my wife would call her that sometimes, call her Mrs. Magoo, because she said, I swear that woman can just walk, not knowing where she is, and just walk by all kinds of dangers, and nothing ever happens to her. She somehow makes it. So we think the Lord was watching out for her a little bit there.
Probably watching out for all of us a lot more than we realize. Well, I know he is. We just don't know it.
She would, she would escape from our house because she knew it wasn't where she lived. She just didn't know where she lived. And she had to live with us, you know. And we had bells on the doors. We, all kinds of stuff. We had a little camera. And all of a sudden, you know, we'd be talking or having, if she didn't eat with us, having dinner. Suddenly someone would say, "Where's Mom?" And then we'd have to go get in the cars. All the kids would spread out in the neighborhood. We'd find her a mile away, walking down the road, saying, "I'm just trying to go home. I'm not sure, you know." And she'd say, "What are you doing here?" I'm like, "Oh, we were just out." And there you are. "You want to ride home?" And she'd say, "Sure. I don't know what I'm doing." So it was crazy.
Did you ever find out or hear if they found that little boy Monday that wandered off?
Hear anything about that. I was home Monday, but I was just doing stuff outside. I didn't pay attention to any news at all.
25, there were, George Coleman's old body shop was at, and in that area, I don't know how old he was, but there's a boy wandered off that was autistic, and I don't know if they found him or not, but I know they searched for him all day long.
Did find him because I didn't hear anything on the news at all Tuesday, you know, yesterday or today. Not that they were still searching or anything, so I bet they did find him.
Made the news because there were several news vehicles and all up there with their little satellite links up so they could communicate back and forth.
Now that you mentioned it, I think I heard a mention of on this radio that somebody saying they saw a bunch of sheriff's officers up there on 25, so I bet that was it.
Probably, because I was asking about it, and because I was in that area on Monday, and I had to dodge a couple of places and had to wait in traffic a little bit.
Rest and food. Do you like sushi or hibachi?
Not too bad. Sushi, no way.
I didn't grow up eating it, and I didn't think I would like it, but I've acquired a taste for it. But that little place there on Main Street, Sushiyama, that's a really good restaurant. Their hibachi is really good as well.
Yeah, I've eaten in there. It's been several years ago, but I have eaten in there before.
Say it's an adventure, Patrick. Come on, go for the raw fish. K2RCU.
Good to hear you on the radio, and happy birthday.
You're calling a long time, man. Sports ZLK. Shane here.
I hadn't had much time to get on the radio. I'm on my way to the house right now, and just got off the phone and flipped it on and heard y'all talking and figured I'd just chime in and give y'all a hard time a minute.
What you been up to?
Flying drone. Been pretty busy so far. I can't complain. I'm sure the housing market's going to slow down. We won't have as much to do, but right now I'm going to eat it all while I can get it.
Give me a bit for that.
I'm about a minute out from the house here, but I just heard y'all on there. I want to chime in, say hello, tell y'all it's good to hear you. Hope everything's going good for both of y'all, and I will say 73s, and y'all gentlemen have a wonderful afternoon. K2RCU, be clear.
Russell, good to hear you, and tell the missus we said hello. You stay safe out there. Don't wait so long to get back on the radio.
Good to hear you. Glad you jumped in. And 4ZLK. I was doing the drone thing. Do you know how long he's been doing that?
He was got into it that much, but I knew he was looking into it, and he couldn't have been doing it more than a month or two because he's up here remodeling my kitchen and living room before that.
Okay, that makes sense now.
Boy's out doing something. He stays busy. Just going here and there.
The joke. Was that the guy you were talking bad about that was doing the remodel job? I'm joking, of course.
No, not me.
Still be listening. I was just joking about that, Russell. I saw some pictures. They look good.
Believe me, I'm very happy with what he's done and how he turned out. Made a huge difference in the house.
My son-in-law, his father and one of his brothers started a little business up there in Hendersonville area. It's called Western Carolina Drones, and they're doing a lot of that kind of stuff too.
It's a pretty good market for it, as long as the housing market was doing pretty good. The real estate, doing the flyovers and all that stuff. I mean, and I'm sure there's pretty good market in that.
And I can imagine that that kind of stuff will continue, especially in commercial real estate and higher structures. It'll save on people, you know, climbing up. If they can look at it with a drone first, you know, get some good pictures of it or video, it should save having somebody climb first.
Dave going out there and flying up to the antenna and tower up here, and then also he was talking about buzzing some bees or hornets or something around his house yesterday.
And it gave me a good idea because I've got a utility light, which I had them turn off when we first moved out there, because I moved out because I wanted to be able to see the stars, and this light was at the end of the driveway and it's really bright and it buzzes and when it would come on. So I had them turn it off, and of course they didn't turn the power off. It just came out of the light bulb a little bit, left it in there. It still buzzes at night. I'm so used to it, I don't think about it. But I was looking the other day, and there's a whole bunch of wasps or hornets up in it, just all hanging out on the light, and you can see a big nest built inside. And when I heard him talk about the drone, it reminded me I've got one. I need to fly it up there and see if I can either get rid of some or at least see what's going on. N4ZLK.
A lot of applications where it'd be handy for something like that. Definitely stuff like that where you can't get to it on top of these. Your antenna's outside. You can go up and inspect, get a little bit better inspection of the connections and stuff like that.
I've got a high-pitched roof. My son and I were up on it the other day. I was fixing a little leak we found, and I found it was real easy to be up there in the dark with a flashlight. You didn't think about how high you were, but just to do some inspection, that makes it a lot easier.
Oh, you can buy a fairly decent one from, I was talking to Dave about it, for a reasonable price. Something to start with anyway. I mean, not the level he's doing or anything, but a good beginner entry level or whatever you want to do.
My kids gave me for Christmas or my birthday one year, I can't remember, a couple years ago. And I used it a little bit, then I put it away and I keep forgetting about it. I wasn't even thinking about it with those wasps or even to check my antennas, but that's a great idea. I need to get it back out. It takes really good video and pictures. It's really clear.
Using some of the pictures and stuff you see with that, that people have taken.
All right.
Yeah, I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to help my son work on his car. He bought him a new wing for the back of it and going to tune it up. So I'm going to show him how to do all that stuff.
What vehicle does he have?
2000, I believe it's a 17 Mustang GT.
I'm sure he'll have a lot of fun with that.
On this past summer, and picked it up down in Augusta. He found it online down there. I took him down to get it, and we come back with it. And now he wants to start changing it up a little bit. So. And it developed a misfire while we were out last weekend. So we got it home, and now we're going to go take care of that.
Drove up, I think, up to Boone to look at a car and came back without it.
Yeah, that was nowhere close to what the description of it was when I went up there. I was kind of aggravated by that one.
Not that far, but a couple of trips to look at a vehicle, and the pictures look good, the description sounds good, and then you get up there and you're like, I just wasted my time driving up here.
After, you know, working all day and then driving from here to Boone and back.
charge a false advertisement fee.
Everybody's opinion of what's good is different, so you just gotta learn to deal with it.
True. That everybody's opinion is different on just about everything, that's for sure. Heading for ZLK.
To the house yet?
4 minutes, but you don't have to hang around if you don't want to.
KA3JCA will hang around.
Just checking in. Hey, Richard. You in here to throw some more food in there, make him hungry on the way home?
I was going to tell you, Patrick, that sausage and pepper and onions was awesome at Publix, but when Ashley got home, Sally wanted to try some more of that Speaks chicken, so she went back up. Ashley went up and got some chicken breast and some chicken tenders and some fries and some wings and brought it back, and we had that with the sausage and peppers.
Oh, I need to turn the radio off.
Well, Shane, I had myself a raspberry sorbet chocolate dip, dark chocolate dip, ice cream, like 90 calories. It was real good.
Just rub it in. I don't know if you heard my comment earlier. I think we're taking up a vote at the next club meeting. You're not allowed to talk about food anymore on the repeater.
I'll just talk about breakfast items. Nothing when it's time to go home, huh?
Some of those chicken livers the other night, last Friday night, I think. I was telling Patrick, they were good. They cooked them fresh, but the oil was pretty overpowering, and I don't know if it was just old or if we don't eat a lot of vegetable oil, and it was pretty strong. That was my one turnoff on them.
Notice is they cook everything in the same oil. They mix everything that they cook in that same oil. I heard you. I thought about finding out what your schedule was and finding out what Ashley's doing on a Wednesday. Buying some fresh chicken liver and coat over there and some flour and some egg and put some peanut oil or canola oil, just something fresh. Can deep fry yourself and bring you some fresh ones.
Did you hear that, Patrick? N4ZLK.
I did hear that. Too bad you'll be working nights next week.
Knows yet. I haven't told many people.
Well, what I could do too is I plan on I would like to in October, a weekend probably definitely before the end of the month, but have a little get together with like you and Patrick and Ken and Andrew and come by the house and I'll throw on a pulled pork or something on the smoker and we could sit around, have something cold to drink and sit around out in the backyard. Have a good old rag chew, KA3JCA.
I certainly would. It'd be nice to meet everybody. N4ZLK.
HGX. Yeah, that would definitely be a good evening.
I'm to helping out with some of that, too, at least monetarily.
Keep count, like I said, is I can get a couple of the pulled the pork butts from the store. It takes about 8 hours to cook them up right, but I can always like start them like at 4 or 5 in the afternoon or in the morning so that they're done 8 hours from there. get everybody to bring their own chair and bring their own drink or whatever, and we can set up the chairs in the backyard. Get around to light the fire pit, just set up a couple of tables and get some of those slider rolls or whatever and get that pulled pork all wrapped up and put out there and some coleslaw and baked beans or whatever. Let everybody go to town.
My wife mentioned something about after this wedding coming up in March, she said we need to plan something and have some of you guys over and have a picnic or just have a cookout or something. So we'll have to do that next spring sometime.
I want to ask you if you were hungry yet, Shane. KO4HKX.
Ignore that feeling in my stomach. But yes, I am. Go ahead, Richard.
I'll stop talking about food. I like to fish, so I'll talk about fishing. So somebody just told me that there's a trout pond that's up in North Carolina that you can go fish. It is, you can keep whatever you catch. It's all catch and release, but if you can keep it, they'll actually clean it up and put it on ice for you to bring home, so I have to find that place now.
I think of where the trout farm would be. I know there's Morgan Mill Trout Farm up in Rosman, and I'm pretty sure it does that, which wouldn't be too bad a drive for you. You can come up right up 178.
He just texted, "You guys have a good evening. Really good to hear both of you tonight. Thanks for the ride along, and thanks for making me hungry again." So I'll say good night, probably, because I'll be on the phone for a little bit. N4ZLK.
Shane, you have a good rest of your trip. I'll talk to you tomorrow, KO4HK.
7-3, and Sally was going to jump in here and tell you about how her dinner was, but I'll tell her she could do that tomorrow, baby. KA3JC, back over to you, Patrick.
He deserves being picked on. He got me earlier today, so he deserves it.
Okay, Dave also, but a nickname. I did the same thing to him earlier.
But I threatened him with it.
I asked him, I said, is that just something that's new? Is it going to continue, or do we need to stop? He's like, can we stop? I'm like, okay, yeah. So, but, yeah, I thought that was kind of comical.
And fun and games, but you definitely don't want to take it too far and hurt somebody's feelings over something. But a good joke's a good joke.
And I think, you know, with ham radio, you're right. You can only take it so far, but then you stop and you just pick something else or pick someone else and keep going from there, and everybody gets their fair share. But now I can understand. I know when I was in Delaware, a lot of people used to call me One Leg a lot. And that name kind of stuck. I mean, I have one leg. It's true. So it doesn't bother me, but it's gotten to the point where, like, when I signed in on some of my games, like I like to play World of Warcraft, that's one of my usernames is One Leg.
N0TR.
Hope you're having a good day, and Miss Bernice is also. Yeah. I mean, Richard, honestly, what do you do? I mean, you can be upset about it and begrudged about it the rest of your life, or you can learn to deal with it and move on and enjoy it.
NGCA.
Good evening, Richard. I was just trying to catch Patrick before he got too far away. He's got a whole truck full of tools, and I just picked up a new garbage disposal, and you can just drop by and just snap that in for me.
I have to wait till next week because I've already made it up the mountain, and I'm not planning on coming down tomorrow as far as I know.
I knew you'd have an excuse. Shoot. Well, it's 7 years old, and the warranty was for 6 years. And the last one was $125 because I still had the receipt with the book. And this new one was $179. Thank you, Joe. Go ahead, Richard.
You type there, Tom, but you could just, like, I think it's like you loosen one or two screws and twist it off the mounting bracket, put the new one back in its place.
Bernie says we hope so. Yeah, it is. It's a 15SS Badger, and that's exactly the same numbers. I couldn't believe it that you'd go in and they wouldn't say, oh, it's because of the supply chain, or we're handling another model, and yada, yada, yada. But no, they still got it. It's a 3/4 horsepower one, and should be. Just take a screwdriver and pull that thing back and stick it up in there and tighten her down. It should fit the same bracket. So I was just pulling Patrick's leg.
Yeah, that Badger, it should go right in there the same way. I used to do plumbing repair for my uncle when I got out of high school. I don't think they've changed the way those things hook up in 30 years or better.
Get her KA3JC in.
If I have any trouble lifting it, I'll just, I have trouble getting down anymore, Patrick. I get leg cramps, but Bernice has been giving me magnesium, and it's helped a lot. And that's the only problem I have with getting down and trying to get a hold of something. But if I can't manage it, I'll go over and get my buddy Tim next door. He got the eggs for us yesterday when we went out of town for a day, and he got 10 eggs, so he owes me.
I will give you one piece of advice, because I just put one in for my father-in-law, and it's the first one I put in quite a while. Remember to knock the knockout for the dishwasher.
Up there, huh?
Got the knockout out and then turned the dishwasher on, so I had a pretty good mess to clean up.
So thank you, Patrick. I right sitting right here now driving. I can't think of what that has to do with it, but you can explain it to me.
Cut a hookup for your dishwasher. It'll dump into your garbage disposal on a little 1-inch nipple on the side of it. And used to, when I was doing those, you either got a garbage disposal for a dishwasher hookup or without. You didn't have to worry about the knockout. Well, now they just make one, and they put a plug in the end of it, and it's just a little plastic plug, and you got to knock it out. Don't take just a second, but you just got to do it.
Well, there's my tip of the day, Richard. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate that. You might have saved me a lot of mess. I have a license as a plumber. Did you know that, Patrick?
But I think I've heard you talk about it before for some reason, and I can't remember how this is going to go.
Yeah, it's for a skin diver for the Roto-Rooter.
Do it, but I couldn't remember what it was.
HVAC license, but the other license, I might be putting you on a little bit. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, I don't have any plumber or electrician license, but I did my fair share of repair and electrical and plumbing when I helped do some maintenance work for a motel service. And then I also went out and got my EPA certification, the code class 1, and then the code for it and so forth that allows you to buy Freon and stuff to work on small appliances and hotel-sized air conditioners.
For a while, and then I worked for a printing place for a year, and I got promoted up to the head guy on the stuff on the roof, and I had that 510 license, and these things were semi-hermetics, and they used, like, I think 240 pounds of Freon, so I had to go to Kansas City and take a, it was a three-part test, as I remember, at just a certain HVAC place and pass it in order to get the, like if you go to school 2 years. I had 1 year of HVAC and then I had some other things in it, but I knew quite a bit about it, but I told them I'd do it in 3 months and it usually takes 2 years, so I got it done and I worked on those things, but that doesn't make me a good HVAC man. I did mostly the 480 volt controls, and everybody else took care of mostly the gases, but I did have to carry two of them 30-pound kegs, one on each arm, out there across that hot roof many a time, or 22. Shoot. But it was interesting. Yeah, anytime you learn something, well, that's good. Well, fall has arrived. The wind's out of the north, and they said by about 9 o'clock, and it's 8:13, that the temperature should drop, Patrick, so I'll wish you a happy fall. 73's Patrick and Richard, and thanks for letting me in and riding home. I'm pulling in the drive. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Patrick.
Tom, it's good to hear from you, and Miss Bernice, you take care of him, and good luck, and we'll talk to y'all on down the log, KO4HKX.
Good 3 to you, and good evening there to Miss Bernice. So we'll talk to you later, sir. KA3JCA. Back to you, Patrick.
Got out of high school. Didn't really have an option to go to college because I was already living on my own and moved out of the house several years ago. So I went to work and ended up working for my uncle doing plumbing repair and new construction. So I done that, and I had all my time and apprenticeship time in that I needed to go get my license. I just never did.
My grandfather was over here at Rock Hill, but he was a general contractor. And my dad and my three uncles, they kind of all worked under him and had the time, but my dad was in the Air Force. My Uncle David was in the Air Force, I believe. And then my Uncle John was working for IBM. And my Uncle Ronald, I forget what he was doing, but none of them really followed in my grandfather's footsteps.
I actually thought that's what I was going to do for a while. And then I ended on up getting an opportunity to get on up at DuPont, which was one of the big plants here in the county. And, you know, everybody wanted to work there. So I ended up, was able to get on, and I thought, well, I have arrived now. We'll ride this out, and I'll make my retirement, and this is what I'll be doing the rest of my life. And I didn't even make it 5 years, and they shut the plant down. So then I went back to school for auto mechanics, and here we are today.
Pretty much say that I was blessed for a long period there, because I consider myself a jack of all trades, but a master of none. And my dad grew up, and he had three brothers in his family, so it was all boys. And of course, it's myself as the oldest, and then I have three younger brothers. And he made sure that he taught us how to do carpentry, woodwork, automotive, sewing, cooking, baking. He made sure that we all had a kind of a round, broad knowledge to do certain things. And I'm kind of stuck with that. And my brothers were more into sports. I'm into hunting and fishing and camping. So I could eat, go out and get some turkey and squirrel and rabbit, stuff like that. Could have a field day. I'd be happy. And then I used to work on cars. But, of course, these new cars with all the electronics in them, forget it. Give me an old 63 Ford Falcon and a 66 Mustang or vice versa. And a V6 or a slant 6, you know, and I was in heaven.
Well, I don't know. I won't say unfortunately. I got into working on mechanics because I enjoyed it. And that's what, you know, I like working on old cars. Done that with my uncle when my mom and dad split up. I spent a lot of time with him, and we were working on old cars on the farm. And so I enjoyed it. So I said, well, I got an opportunity to go back to school and get an education, so that's what I chose. And then, I don't know, it ruined it for me. I could care less if I ever work on another vehicle.
Patrick, you can't trust anybody anymore, it seems like. I used to work mainly on my own vehicles, basically, and that's what I did, but I won't even touch them nowadays. It's the electronics and everything inside of it, just a nightmare.
Station, no go there. You're breaking the squelch, but that's it.
Trick.
Somebody come in after you did.
You did make the repeater. Try again. Might have just been something fluke there. Propagation coming in on the tail end of the repeater there. So, alrighty, sir. Well, I'll let you get back to doing what you're doing. I'm going to get ready for bed here and take my medication, and I know they'll be calling the dead here at night, and I'll probably be asleep by 9:05.
It was good to talk to you this evening. I've enjoyed it, and you tell Miss Sally I said good evening, and I hate she has such a long drive home from work, but be careful with it, and good to talk to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Should have seen it. She come out of the room earlier this afternoon, and she had to fight the hallway traffic with three dogs that wanted or needed to go outside real quick. So that was kind of funny. So she was coming one way, and they wanted to go the other way. So, all right, talk to you later, sir. See you tomorrow. Well, no, I won't see you in the morning, but I'll talk to the other guys in the morning if I'm up KA3JCA, Claire.